Blog Talk Radio.
Kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer radio show. Stokers and Beer can be heard most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Broadcast live from WBEST, Chula Vista, California. WBEST, WBEST, Chula Vista, California. I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog. Kicking it with you live in the early morning. Stokers and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and debate the host about the sport he or she loves the most. We talk a lot about NFL because this is a football talk show. We talk a lot about NBA, Major League Baseball, National Hockey League, NCAA men and women's sports. But at the same time, we talk a lot about pie-eating contests, hot dog eating contests, horse racing, dog racing, mud wrestling, WWE, UFC. Any sport that comes across the monitor that's considered a sport, we'll talk about it. If you don't know what we're talking about, we'll kindly teach you. If we don't know what you're talking about, you can kindly teach us about your sport. With that being said, today is a special episode about street free agent opportunities this spring. Street free agent opportunities this spring. The host will teach street free agents how to get opportunities to play pro football in the spring by joining his network with Best Sports Management and Advisor Service in San Diego, California. The host will debate pro armchair quarterbacks regarding the sport they love in front of a live global listening audience as they call in to the show's guest line. So today, we're not going to talk a whole lot about the sports that's coming across the monitor unless I got pro armchair quarterbacks that want to call in and bring up a topic about playoff seeding and stuff like that. Playoff seeding, NBA action, or whatever the case may be. Whatever you want to call in and talk about regarding the sport that you love, I'll take calls about it. But today is a special episode, and I'm going to dedicate 80% of the time to street free agent opportunities this spring. So if you're not a pro street free agent athlete and you don't want to get this knowledge, I totally understand. Today's probably not a good day to listen to the show, but however, I'm available if anyone wants to call in and tell us, call in and talk to the host about the sport they love. Like I said, I'm available to take calls about the National Football League. And speaking of the National Football League, the player for the Buffalo Bills, I want everybody to keep him in your prayers. He's showing some slight improvement, and his name, if I am correct, is Damar Hamlin for the Buffalo Bills. Defensive back Damar Hamlin for the Buffalo Bills. Keep him in your prayers, everybody, and I'll definitely go back and fact-check my information to make sure I said his name right and got his name correct, but it just came across the monitor a few seconds ago, so I practiced it. Damar Hamlin. Came the sixth round draft pick out of Pitt, and got drafted by the Buffalo Bills. He was getting this opportunity to start, I believe, the last couple of games. Yes, his name is Damar Hamlin. He remains in critical condition. I just seen it across the monitor. But again, he played at Pitt, got drafted by the Buffalo Bills. Somebody else in the defensive back field. In defensive backfield went down, so he had his opportunity to start. And I don't know how many games he's been starting, but I don't think it's a whole lot of them. But he had finally gotten his opportunity to be on the field. And he got injured on Monday Night Football. Everybody knows the story. Everybody knows the story by now. Excuse me. Everybody knows the story by now. But we're going to keep him in our prayers and everything. So due to that situation, and that's why I did not come on air yesterday. I didn't feel like I wanted to come on air yesterday and talk about sports. And for me, it was not so much about him getting hurt and being an athlete and playing for the Bills or playing in the NFL or the game getting canceled and all that stuff. It's more so I acknowledge the human being, because it could be me, it could be you, and I don't have anything to do with playing professional sports. I'm a sports executive, but I don't play professional sports. So the point that I'm making is that I'm looking at him as an individual, a human being that has been injured. He's a young guy, and I'm hoping for a full recovery. Him playing football again is not what's important. Whether he plays or not, I'm just looking at the fact that him being a young guy with all his life ahead of him, with his whole life ahead of him, I'm just hoping that he comes back to a full, speedy recovery. But yesterday I didn't come on the show because I didn't want to get, I didn't want to be talking about sports-related topics when everybody around the world, as far as football goes, was kind of like taking a pause to kind of reflect on his situation and this injury to this young man of 24 years, being 24 years old with his whole life ahead of him, now laying in the hospital due to just playing the sport that he loves. So, just like we prayed for Brittany Griner to come home before Christmas, it happened, and we're going to also pray for Damar Hamlin to be able to open his eyes and be responsive today before the day is over with. That's what we're praying for today. Again, Damar Hamlin showed overnight progress. Damar Hamlin showed overnight progress. So they're saying that he is showing some progress, but he is still sedated in the hospital based on what came across the monitor. But we'll revisit that before I close the show out, and definitely I want everybody to definitely keep a prayer wheel in their heart for this man, this young man's speedy recovery. Because, again, it's sad to hear that a young man, 24 years old, is laying in a hospital bed fighting for his life just because he wanted to play the sport that he loves the most to provide for he and his family. So he has a toy drive that's out there that's doing very well. If I can get some information on that toy drive, I'll talk about it. So if you're listening to the show, you can donate to his toy drive. He was trying to get I believe $2,500 together to get some toys for the kid. $2,500 or $25,000, I can't remember, but either way, it was a low amount of money. But his fund drive has well surpassed it. I think he's at, like they said, the $7 million mark now for getting toys for kids, I believe, in the Pittsburgh area where he's from. So with that being said, again, for those of you that are just tuning in, this is the Stogies and Beer Radio Show, and I am your host, Romero Ferrand, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. Time on deck is 8:11 a.m. It is 58 degrees, mostly cloudy in San Diego, California. If it's 58 degrees, that means it's a cool day for us. Not cold, but definitely a cool day for us out here on the West Coast. But we're not complaining because people back east are in a snowstorm. So I'm not going to even allow myself to be upset about this weather at all. I have no complaints because I'm not back east where it's tornadoes going on, snowstorms going on, ice storms going on. So I ask everybody that's listening to this episode to keep everybody down south in the Midwest and back east in your prayers, because tornadoes are coming down, a lot of snow, a lot of ice, a lot of flooding. Also, the people up in Northern California, keep them in your prayers because this is going to be a rainy week. It's kind of dry today, but it's going to probably be raining again for the next couple of days going into the weekend. So keep them in your prayers up north, because in Northern California, they're having a flooding problem. Like around Sacramento area up that way, they're having a lot of flooding. So keep them in your prayers as well. You know, people are their houses are getting damaged and all kind of stuff, because there's a lot of flooding up there in Northern California. So we'll keep them in our prayers as well. Thank God down here in Southern California around San Diego, we're okay. A lot of rain last couple of days, but we're okay. Anyway, going back to our topic, street free agent opportunities this spring, the host will teach street free agents how to get opportunities to play pro football in the spring by joining his network with Best Sports Management and Advisor Service in San Diego, California. The host will debate pro armchair quarterbacks regarding the sport they love in front of a live global listening audience as they call in to the show's guest line. So, meaning if any of my sports contributors like DC or anybody else calls in to the show and wants to talk about NFL, NBA action, that's fine. We'll take a minute to address that. As I see scores come across the monitor every 20 minutes or so, I'll try to get as many scores out to you as I can from the monitor. But this is a special episode again today where I'm going to be teaching street free agents how they can join up with my network, Best Sports Management and Advisor Service, in California, in San Diego, California. I'm going to teach them how to teach you how to join up with me and work with me, lockstep with me. As I move up, you move up. As opportunities become available to me, opportunities will become available to you based on your positioning at that time in sports, whether you're playing, coaching, scouting, whatever you're doing, having administrative skills that can benefit a sports team, marketing skills, promotional skills, whatever the case may be, wherever you are in your education and in your sports career as well. We'll have you combine those things on your resume, and as opportunities come open for me and I get opportunities, I can also be a decision maker to bring you in on certain opportunities now and in the future. So anyway, that's what we're going to be talking about today, the benefits of being in my network and everything like that. But I'm going to focus right now on playing opportunity this spring, playing professional football. If you were a camp hopeful last year in 2022, meaning you played your last college game in 2022, I'm gonna show you how to accelerate your career by working with me. And that's if you're not currently playing. I'm only taking guys that I can take. Excuse me, because I got a little bit of a dry cough today. And excuse me, I'm gonna get some water to combat this dry cough. It seems like every time I'm trying to put out some great information and I'm in a teaching mode, throat wants to get dry. But anyway, what I'm going to do is I'm going to be explaining to you now how to get opportunities to play football in the springtime if you're a guy that's still seeking an opportunity to play at some level. This is not for guys that have already joined leagues like the IFL, NAL, and CIFL, or American West Football Conference, American Football Association, I'm sorry, Arena Football Association, stuff like that. If you're already playing organized pro football at some level, this is not for you. I'm going to give you the advice to just keep doing what you're doing because you're already in the mix. You're already playing. Just keep playing. Just keep playing and trying to move from league to league. You found your first opportunity. However you found your first opportunity, keep using that format to find your next opportunity to move up, up, and up, all the way up until the IFL, NAL level. If you're already in the IFL, NAL level, you know, keep doing your workouts for like the ANC Combine, Hub Camp, and stuff like that to try to find your way to the XFL and the USFL. The XFL is already partnered with the Indoor Football League, so if you're already in the Indoor Football League, you don't need my service. You're already in a minor league system for the XFL. Ball out, and hopefully they'll call you up. As far as the Hub Camp, if you already got film from IFL, you already got film from National Arena League, Fan Control Football, you can use Hub Camp, which is ran by Don Yee, Tom Brady's agent, to get you an opportunity to get off into their system. So if a guy goes down in the USFL, they can look at your numbers from Hub Camp and possibly invite you up to come do a workout for a USFL team. So the point that I'm making is that, you know, I'm changing my format in 2023. In 2023, I'm not taking on a lot of you guys that have been playing ball in the IFL for 2 or 3 years, and you know you want to come on board with me and try to get a USFL or XFL opportunity. I'm not taking you guys. You guys are already in position. If you already got pro film, just keep playing football. All you got to do is keep playing football and keep doing your XFL workouts and your ANC combine workouts and stuff like that, because the ANC, American National Combines, do all the workouts for the XFL anyway. And I think they also do them now for Fan Control Football, also do them now for the USFL too. So, but as far as the USFL, I would recommend anybody to try to go to Hub Camp, and that's at Hub on Twitter. And you can also follow at Tom Goodhines on Twitter, or at VP of Operations for Hub. At VP of Operations for Hub on Twitter. And just put it at VP of Operations and HUB, capital H, capital U, capital B. I believe that's Tom Goodhines' official Hub Twitter handle. At VP of Operations, capital H, capital U, capital B. So, and there's just a little nugget out there for all you street free agents. I call you veteran street free agents. I mean, if you've had a year or more in pro developmental football, I consider you a veteran street free agent, and you really don't have a use for my service. I'm looking for guys again. This seminar right now this period of instruction, I'll say, not seminar, but this period of instruction is for guys that played their last football game in 2022, their last college game in 2022, and you're free to play football in the spring, meaning that you don't have to go to class, you don't have any more classes, you're free. I'm looking for guys that have finished up or done. I'm looking for guys looking for guys that are already done with their spring college obligations. Now I don't care if you graduated or not, but my whole point is, if you're trying to play football, that's who I'm looking for. And if I find your opportunity to play football, I don't want to hear you say, "Oh well, I can't go right now. I can't go until May, or I can't go until next fall or next spring because I'm still taking my classes." That's fine. Continue on with your classes. You're not who I'm looking for. If you're still struggling between playing football and going to class, finishing your degree requirements, then by all means, I'm going to tell you to go finish your degree requirements, because that means there's two things that I feel, two things that are red flags to me. You're not sold on playing football, and if you were sold on playing football, you're not as serious as you needed to be, because you wouldn't let stuff like class hold you back from getting your first pro opportunity. If the NFL calls you today, you drop classes right now. You drop classes right now and go play in the NFL because you say, "Well, no, it's money." But I also warn you, everybody in the NFL is not paid. Everybody in the NFL is not paid a lot of money. Some guys on a $120,000 contract is a free agent, $200,000 free agent contract. So everybody in the NFL is not a paid athlete at the highest level. They made the 53-man roster, and they are trying to earn a bigger contract. So if the NFL came to you today and said, "Hey, we're going to sign you for $120,000 for a one-year deal," you quit school in a heartbeat and take that $120,000, although $120,000 is what a lot of people make on a regular job without all the hits and the headaches, okay? So if I'm talking to a young man that was supposed to graduate last spring or last fall, really I say last fall, but then you couldn't play in the spring because you still had to go to school in the spring and you couldn't play until May when you should have graduated last December, and then May rolls around this past May and you didn't graduate by then, I question your seriousness. I question your desire to want to play professional football at the most immediate level because you're still taking classes, so you don't qualify as my client. I'm looking for guys that graduated I'm looking for guys that played their last game in 2022 in college, in 2022, and they're done with their school requirement, meaning that school is not going to hinder you from playing football. If you could take online classes or whatever, fine. But if you got to be in the classroom on campus and you can't play, and it's going to stop you from playing pro developmental football, meaning your football opportunity at the most immediate pro level, if school is going to hinder you, then you're not who I'm looking for. And I'm also looking for NFL camp hopefuls for 2023, meaning that this year, you just played your last college contest, your last college game, and you're free and clear of academic studies as well. And your academic studies will not hinder you from playing pro developmental football, meaning football at your most immediate pro level. Whether you graduated already or whether you got some more requirements in the spring, but you can take those classes online and it won't hinder you from playing pro football, you're also who I'm looking for. So, again, I'm looking for NFL camp hopefuls from last year, 2022, NFL camp hopefuls from this year, 2023, without any academic obligation hindrances from playing pro developmental football. Now that we identified who I'm looking for, let me identify what I can do for you. My goal is to take your film and put it in the right hands on professional football executive desk, be it a coach that I know, a scout that I know, a general manager that I know, or a general manager, a general manager coach that I know. Put your film on the right desk to take you off the couch and get you playing football, attaining film, so we can move forward in the prove it system. The prove it system meaning I'm going to take that film, I'm going to send that film to leagues in leagues in the indoor football league and champions indoor football league for your XFL opportunity. Again, for your XFL opportunity, I'm going to send film to the champions indoor football league and the indoor football league. Champions Indoor Football League and Indoor Football League play the same style of football. They're two different leagues. I say one league is right on top of the other one due to the marketing budget. When I say marketing budget, some leagues and some owners put a little bit more into the into their budget for the exposure and the product. I'm not saying the Champions Indoor Football League is not well ran. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that budget-wise, I think the Indoor Football League holds their teams to a little bit of a higher standard on the appearance of each team. You know, facilities, what type of marketing exposure, TV, radio, apps, YouTube channels, actual TV partners, certain things, you know, go off into my termination if you're like high level or you're a mid-range marketing type of franchise. So Champions Indoor Football League is like right up under the Indoor Football League as far as the marketing value of it. But as far as the coaching, the players and all that stuff, experience, all of that stuff is the same. I just say that the bigger budget is going to be the IFL. It all pays relatively around about the same, $180 to $225 a game, depending on which league you're playing in. But with that being said, that's why I would take your college film. I would take that college film and send it to the Champions Indoor League right along with the Indoor Football League. And whoever bites first, you kind of like got to determine where you want to go. It's up to you. I had a guy yesterday. Got an opportunity in the NAL offer, ISL offer, and a CIFL offer. He wound up talking to the coach, to one of the coaches in the CIFL, and he wound up taking the CIFL opportunity. You know, it just depends on what the coach is talking about and everything like that, and how you feel about where you're going. So he's going to take that opportunity to go and play. He'll take that opportunity to go and play at in Billings, Montana, for the Billings Outlaws and the Champions Indoor Football League, which is a playoff contender. I've been sending a lot of players their way with my inside connections there. And, you know, they're going to have a pretty good team. I saw some key pieces. I mean, I didn't build the team, but, I mean, I saw a lot of key pieces that they can use. And very excited about one college rookie. He's finishing up some classes in the spring, but his film looks so well, they're going to let him come out a little bit later as he graduates in May. And he's going to have an opportunity waiting for him in May. So he'll be going out there to Billings, Montana for the Billings Outlaws in the Champions Indoor Football League. But the point that I'm making to everybody is this. The point that I'm making is that I'll take your college film, send it to leagues and Champions Indoor Football League and the Indoor Football League. And the Indoor Football League is already partnered with the XFL as their minor league system. If you're playing in the Champions Indoor Football League, those leagues start about 3 weeks to a month apart. You'll still have an opportunity to get about three, maybe four games in the Indoor Football League, meaning after you finish up playing in Champions Indoor Football, you'll be prepared and coached up to play in the next league above that, which is the Indoor Football League. But you can come in and get the last tail end of the games. I can work it out to where the coach can bring you in late if they like your Champions Indoor Football League film. The Indoor Football League team can pull you up and let you play with them for the last couple games, which may lead to an opportunity for you to get an XFL look or XFL, you know, workout. You never know. You might still get an opportunity in the summertime playing for the XFL. And let's say, for instance, you go there and you ball out in the XFL. You do something good in an NFL team, says, hey, I like that guy's film. Bring him in, work him out. You still can make it to the NFL, people. This coming up summer for NFL rookie mini camp and all that, you still can make it if you take the right steps through my Prove It system. The other side of my Prove It system, I use the National Arena League and Fan Control Football along with Hub Camp for your USFL opportunity. I have a USFL scouting service that I use where I have someone on the inside that knows a lot of coaches in the USFL and also the XFL for that matter as well. I send your film to them. If they like your film, they may say, hey, yeah, we want to put them into what they call their scouting book, to where it's a database, to where a lot of coaches for the XFL, USFL, or contact them and see if they want to pull somebody in for a workout or whatever. They have their own additional service fee. I'm not going to really get off into that, and we'll talk about that off air in case they want to work with you. But that's an option. But, you know, I don't, you know, that's their individual service. It's reliable because it did help me get one guy on the USFL team this season coming up. He's going to be going to USFL camp, and the scout book service that I use for him actually help accelerate that. But that's a whole nother service, individual service outside of what I do. But that's an option. Then you have Hub Camp. Hub Camp is the exclusive data sharing partner for the USFL, meaning that's where they're going. When somebody goes down in the USFL, Hub is going to be who the USFL teams contact to say, hey, I need a linebacker. Hey, I need a wide receiver. Hey, I need a offensive lineman. They're going to use Hub Camp data that they get per event and be like, you know, bring this guy, let me work him out. So Hub has his own service fees as well, but I'll talk to you about that as you call me off air and as you register, and then I find out if they like you. I have a great relationship with the people that run Hub, Mike Williams, and also Tom Goodhines. I'm not saying that we're sitting back swapping beers and swapping sea stories and all that stuff. We sit back drinking beers and swapping sea tails and all of that stuff. We come out back in the day because it's not like that. But we do have a good networking relationship. I send a lot of players to them, and then, you know, I have a good success rate on getting guys approved. Meaning, if I send four guys in, I'll say that I'm at least one out of four that I submit, and I think that's pretty good because it's hard to get in Hub Camp. You know, I'm one out of four, two out of four if I send you in. So I think they're pretty good odds. I'm about 25 to 50% success rate with Hub Camp, but it's a hard camp to get into. It's not about the money for them, although they do have two different packages, two different service fees based on the package that you want. It's not about the money. It's about your skill level and what product that they're putting out at each event. Because this is an NFL-sanctioned event, USFL-sanctioned event, CFL-sanctioned event, XFL-sanctioned event. So you have to be good to be there. So the product that they put on the field and having these professional scouts come out and look at you, you know, they got to have the right product out there. Hub Camp is ran by Tom Brady's agent, Don Yee. So it's not about the money. This man is the agent for the GOAT. So my whole thing is, it's not about your money. That ain't what he's looking for. He's looking for to put a good product out on the field. And I think soon they're going to be doing controlled padded scrimmages as well coming up soon. So they're on the uprise right now with Hub Camp. But definitely check them out at Hub at capital HUB on Twitter. That's another opportunity for to get to the USFL. But back to what I can do directly, I'm for your USFL opportunities. I'm taking your college film, sending it to my people in the front office for Fan Control Football. I'm sending your film there, and I'm also sending it to my teams in the National Arena League for your USFL opportunities. So if you can picture what I'm saying, on one side is the XFL, and I'm gonna send film to the Champions Indoor Football League and the Indoor Football League for that opportunity. On the other side is the USFL, and up under that, I got the Fan Control Football in the National Arena League. I'm sending your film over there to those leagues to get your USFL opportunity and to get you an appearance in Hub Camp. So that's my prove it system. You're going to go there. You sign a camp contract if offered. You'll go to camp, 23-25 man roster for indoor arena style football. And then what you'll do is once you sign that contract, you make the roster, you'll play throughout the season, and you'll be playing against guys from the SEC, ACC, meaning you'll be playing guys that were NFL camp cuts, CFL camp cuts, USFL camp cuts from last year, high-level Power 5 conferences, high-level FCS conferences, and all the way down to, D2, D3 NAIA schools. You'll be playing against a whole group of guys with experience from various levels, and that's the proving system. Go in there and show that you can compete against all that type of talent, and if you can put that on film and have pro film playing against guys at all levels, regardless of where you came from, regardless of your level of expertise, if you can show that you can compete against a guy from a bigger school. NFL camp cut, CFL camp cut, USFL camp cut. If you can show that you compete against that level of player, you might still can get an opportunity to go to a facility workout, in the summertime, and possibly get a 3-day mini camp invite or whatever the case may be. You can get to the NFL if you're willing to take the steps to get there. You can get to the NFL, guys, if you're willing to take the steps to get there. If you're willing to take those steps, you can get there. And that's what my system is all about, the proven system. At the same time, it works the same way for the USFL opportunity. Again, sending your film to the Fan Control Football, to National Arena League, and then, you get that pro film, same thing. You're playing against guys that were CFL camp cuts, NFL camp cuts, USFL camp cuts. You'll be playing against all those guys that play at high-level FBS, FCS, all the way down to NAIA. You'll be playing against guys all over the place, and you just got to go in there and prove that you can play against guys from every level at the pro level. You got to go and prove that you prove it. The proven system just meaning that you're going to go to a pro camp at your most immediate level and prove on film that you can play against guys that came from every level of football. And again, in these leagues, you got guys that were NFL camp cuts. You got guys that were CFL camp cuts, USFL camp cuts. You got guys that played high-level FBS, high-level FCS. And if you're a small school kid that came from an NAIA program, you got to go up there, go and prove that you can compete against those guys. You played at the D3 level. You got to prove that you can compete against those guys. You played at the D3 level. You got to prove that you can compete against those guys. You played JUCO ball. You got to go and prove that you can play against those guys. And the reason why I know it can happen and you can prove it because I had a JUCO guy last year, JUCO athlete, put him in Fan Control. He was dominant. I had a Division II guy. He was dominant. I had a Division III guy. He was dominant. I had the D3 guy was an offensive lineman out of Amherst College. I got a guy that was a JUCO kid out of the College of DuPage. I had a guy that was the defensive end out of Stonehill College, which is the D2. So they all went out there to Fan Control Football. All of them made the playoffs. One of them was in the championship game. And these were all guys in their rookie year. Their rookie year, meaning they had just left school. It can be done, people. Now they're all in the indoor football league trying to get their look to go to the XFL. And I believe all three of them have what it takes to get an XFL workout. So, there you go with that. And two of them I know got invited to Hub Camp. Two of them got invited to Hub Camp. So, all I'm saying, people, is that you can make it to the NFL, but how do you know if you got what it takes to make it if you're not putting yourself in a position to prove it? That's what I call my prove it system. That's what I call my prove it system. With that being said, we're going to take a quick station break so I can, you know, wet my throat because my throat's a little dry this morning. Thank you for bearing with me. I've been dealing with some audio stuff with my microphone. I'm going to try to upgrade some of my equipment this year as soon as the budget allows. But I'm trying to test my microphone with it being a little bit farther away so I don't hit, so it's not so much popping in between my words, especially when I'm saying P words. It's like a when you roll the tape back. So hopefully I'm going to be coming in a little bit clearer. For the second hour, I'm trying to make sure that I got my mic a little farther away from my mouth, but I'm hoping that the sound is not, quality is not going to be too low. But I'll figure it out. I'm just trying to avoid having to stay in a stationary position when I'm doing the show because I like to kind of move around when I'm doing my show. But if I do everything through my soundboard, I got to stay right there in front of my monitor and talking to that audio source, and I just can't sit for 2 hours like that. But anyway, we'll get it all worked out. But hopefully this information is going to be coming through to you clear enough to where you can make the right decision for your pro career. Again, for those of you just tuning in, this is the Stogies and Beer Radio Show, and I am your host, Romero Ferrand, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. Time on deck here is 8:41 a.m., and it is 58 degrees, mostly cloudy here in San Diego, California, on a nice, cool day in San Diego. We're going to take a minute and go off into our music mix, and we'll be back. Stand by. We'll be right back. Hello, and welcome back to the Stogan the Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogan the Beer Radio Show. Time on deck here is 8:55 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. It is 60 degrees Fahrenheit and cloudy in San Diego, California. Today's topic is Street Free Agent Opportunities this Spring. The host will teach Street Free Agents how to get opportunities to play pro football in the spring by joining his network with Best Sports Management and Advisor Service in San Diego, California. Also, the host will debate pro armchair quarterbacks regarding the sport they love in front of a live global listening audience as they call in to the show's guest line. So that means today is a special topic for Street Free Agents for opportunities to play professional football this spring. But if you are a professional armchair quarterback out there and want to call in and talk about NFL playoff seedings, being the fact that it is week 18 and this is the last regular season week, you want to talk about that. You want to talk about NBA action. You want to talk about Major League Baseball signings, NCAA men's and women's sports action. You can call in and talk about all that. All you have to do is call in to the show. All you got to do is call into the show's guest line at 515-602-9687. Again, 515-602-9687. And I'll put your hand in queue, and then I'll come to you. And what I'll do is I'll just have you announce your first initial, last initial, first initial, your first name, first initial of your last name, and the state that you're calling from, not the city, but the state. We try to keep everybody's name and location discreet on this show just in case you're supposed to be at work or doing honey-do lists and all kind of stuff, running errands and stuff or whatever, working, you know, playing with the kids or whatever. I don't want you to get caught up on the radio show and mess around and get in trouble with your boss or your significant other. So that's why we keep everybody's identity discreet on the show. Again, if you call into the show's guest line at area code 515-602-9687, just announce your initials. First and last, first initial of your first name, initial of your last name, and then the state, not the city that you're calling in from. The state, not the city. And then that way you can keep your identity discreet on our show because we try to keep everything on our show at the sports level. We don't really want to get off into people's personal business and stuff like that. We just try to keep it all things sports. I don't do a whole lot of religion. I don't do a whole lot of politics on this show. It's mainly just all things, all sports. Anyway, going back to our topic for the Street Free Agent Opportunities this spring, I left off kind of like telling you how the prove-it system works, so definitely we'll post the time code on social media, put the time codes up so everybody can kind of like know when the if you don't want to hear the whole episode, you can forward to certain topics. However, today's show is a show that you really should listen to the whole show and get all the knowledge that you want. But if you like to fast forward to certain times, all you got to do is fast forward to certain times, and we'll get everything out to you, all the information out to you by you just fast forwarding to that particular time and that particular subject, and then you'll still get the information that you need. I know everybody's attention span is kind of short these days with the way social media and everything is and all this technology. Everybody's attention span is about 30 seconds, so I just try to make sure you can fast forward to what you're trying to get the information and move on to the next thing that in your life that keeps you entertained. But anyway, right now, you know about the prove-it system. To get into my prove-it system, we have a package. The fee to get into my prove-it system to work with me is the fee to get in is a $1,200 package. You can pay $1,200 all up front, or you can put down $600 and then pay $600 in 35 days, meaning 30 days with a five-day grace period. If I don't have the other installment of $600 in 35 days, 30 days with a five-day grace period, you have to start all the way back over with a fresh $600. And that's to encourage you guys to keep up with your installment so you don't lose your money. So I don't want you to lose $600 because you failed to keep up with your obligation. However, with the first initial $600, I'm only going to do so much until I get the other installment because this is a $1,200 package total. That's why I encourage everybody, pay the whole $1,200 up front. And people can say, oh, well, that's a lot of money. No, not really, because you can always make your money back in the season. You know, certain leagues pay $400 a game. Certain leagues pay $225 a game. So the point that I'm making is that within a couple games in one league, you know, let's say $1,200, three games, if you get paid $400 a game and you paid me $1,200 total, whether you paid it in an installment or whether you paid it up front, you can get your money back in three games. If you play in certain other leagues, you get paid about $200, $225 a game. So let's say, for instance, you pay, what, six games, you made your money back. So you can play anywhere from four to six games, and you've made your money back on your initial investment. You can get a return on your investment in my proven system. Many people have done it. So if you pay me $1,200 and you pretty much double your money, you've won. You didn't lose with me. I won't ever charge a guy something that he can't make back in season. If I'm going to charge you, I try to make sure my figures are what you can make back within that season. And that's me being fair. I'm not going to charge you $5,000 and I know you can't make $5,000 back in that season. I'm not going to do that to you. I'm going to charge you only what you can make back. If I got an opportunity for you to get to the USFL, I'm going to charge you USFL money, meaning, okay, if you make it $60,000 that year, and I tell you, okay, it's $5,000 or 15% of $60,000, okay, you know, that, you know, then I don't think you should have a problem paying that because you're making USFL money. Same thing with NFL money. I charge 15% or $5,000, whatever's greater. And of course, NFL money, you get paid well over. You get paid way more than those. This is a fictitious number I'm throwing out there. So I'm just throwing a number out there. Whatever the going rate for NFL, at least a practice squad contract, I'll just say it. I'll start from practice squad. I won't be like, well, it's $5,000 for me to keep managing you or 15%, whichever number is greater based on a practice squad contract, which is probably about $90,000. So, you know, 15% of $90,000 is over $5,000 anyway. So you understand how I work. I try to charge people based on what the contract is worth, is what I'm saying. So to work with me, you have to pay $600 up front, at least if you're going to do the installment plan, $600 up front, or $600 due in 35 days. That's 30 days with a five-day grace period. That's a total of $1,200 to work with me. You can pay the $1,200 up front and be done with it. That's what I suggest most people do. Just come to the table with $1,200 and go ahead and get into my system. Again, that's how you get into my proven system. You can either do installments or you can do an upfront payment. The total amount for the proven system package is $1,200. You can pay $1,200 up front and be done and be totally vested with me, or you can pay $600 down. I'll start working on your stuff, but I'm only going to do so much for $600, and then it's $600 due in 35 days. If you don't pay the second installment of $600 in 35 days, it's 30 days with a five-day grace period, I'm going to stop working, and you're going to have to start back over from scratch. That's why I suggest you pay the whole $12 up front. But if you want to pay it in installments, that's fine. Just make sure you get the other $600 due to me in 35 days. So, again, total is $1,200. You can pay it up front, or you can pay $600 down and $600 due in 35 days to work with me and get into my proven system and to be into my networks, in my professional sports network. Now, speaking of professional sports network, a lot of you guys will say, oh, well, $1,200 is too much. That's not true, because some of you guys are going to do, coming out of college, you'll do three or four bowl games. Okay, I'm going to go do the Spirit of America Bowl. I'm going to do the Dream Bowl. I'm going to do the Hula Bowl. The Hula Bowl, you don't have to pay for that. But I'm going to do the Spirit of America Bowl. I'm going to do the Dream Bowl. I'm going to do the Podium All-Star Bowl. Then I'm going to turn around and go do the GCS All-Star Showcase. And all of them there, you can pay anywhere from $300, $600, $500 doing all these, and then we're not even talking about the travel and all this here stuff, you know, getting to these places. So if you really look at it, I'm asking for a one-time fee to work with me. And usually I'm going to yield the same results that you going to all this stuff is going to yield, an opportunity to play pro developmental football. Because what you don't understand is that a lot of these situations, they're just like anybody else. You know, they got these events, and they invite NFL scouts and stuff like that to come out, people that they may know. But sometimes these people don't show up. So the point that I'm making to you is that you can go to all these events, but it's not a guarantee that NFL scouts are going to be there, CFL scouts are going to be there. It ain't a guarantee. But the biggest thing is, even if they're there, are they going to offer you a camp contract? Are they going to offer you a camp contract, or are they going to just have a conversation with you, and then you wind up still being in the Indoor Football League, National Arena League, or some pro-developmental league, you know, to try to keep getting film to get an actual in-facility workout with an NFL or CFL team or USFL or XFL team, whichever one. Pick your league. You're going to be trying to work to get back to back to those leagues to get a workout. So I'm a one-stop shop. I'm not saying that the Dream Bowl don't work. I'm not saying that the Spirit of America Bowl don't work. I'm not saying that the GCS All-Star Game don't work. I don't have nothing against any of these things, any of these events. I'm not saying that the Podium All-Star Bowl don't work, because I actually endorse the Podium All-Star Bowl. I have a good networking relationship with the organizers of the Podium All-Star Bowl, so I actually endorse them because they send me players to help move up. So I definitely endorse the Podium All-Star Bowl. But all those bowl games accomplishes something. I'll never say not all those games, the GCS All-Star, the Podium, the Dream, the Spirit of America, all those bowl games, you'll accomplish something. If it's nothing but going there and networking with other players and getting their information in case an opportunity comes for them, they can help you, and vice versa. Opportunity comes for you, you can reach back and help them. So it's never a bad thing to go and play in these games and network with other players, if nothing else. It's a networking opportunity for the players with each other. But the point I'm making is that I'm a one-stop shop. You can do all that stuff and still come to me, or you can come to me and then go and still do all that stuff. I don't care how you do it. Or you can add me to the list of all the stuff that you're trying to do. I don't care. All I'm telling you is that my service fees are $600 down, $600 due in 35 days for my Prove It system, or you can pay the $1,200 up front and be done with it and be fully vested in me from that point. Now, when I start talking about joining my network and being fully vested in me, I want to take the time to explain what that means. What that means is you're not only getting with me for a spring football opportunity. I want you guys to understand that. That's what a lot of you guys just do not want to accept. You're not just getting with me for a spring football opportunity, meaning a camp opportunity to try to make a roster. That's not what my whole service is all about. My service is a service that basically, you know, you can walk lockstep with me. If you fully vested with me, you paid $1,200, you're fully vested with me in my network, meaning as I move up, my client list moves up with me. Meaning that if somebody called me in for a PD job, I'm going to just say, let's say Champions Indoor Football League. Somebody call me in and say, hey, I want you to be my personnel director. I'm going to look at my client list when it's time for the start recruiting for next spring. I'm going to say, okay, this is my client list. Who can I put in certain key positions, right? At the same time, say, for instance, you say, well, I changed my mind about playing football. I'm going to focus on my business career. What's your resume look like? Send me a resume. And I see that you got a marketing degree. I see that you got a sales degree, whatever the case may be. I might say, okay, well, the team needs a person to help in the front office with marketing, promotions, advertising space, and all this stuff. I see that your degree fits that position. Would you like to come on board? Would you like to come on board and work with us? You can say at that time, yeah or nay. Yeah, Mr. Ferran, you know, my resume speaks to that position. I'd like to interview for that job. I can set that up for you because now I'm in a position behind the scenes of the team, and I'm talking with team execs, and I can say, hey, you guys need some help in that department. I got the right guy for you. This is one of my guys in my network. I'm going to recommend him for the job, or at least recommend him to be interviewed for the job. That's how the network goes. So as I move up, you move up. Whatever you want to do, as I move up, and I get to the NFL level, same thing. You say, hey, I'm done playing football, Mr. Ferran. I played X amount of years indoor. I'm going to just focus on my degree. I get to the Los Angeles Rams, the Los Angeles Chargers. I'm talking about West Coast stuff because this is where I'm in San Diego. I get to the Rams. I get to the Chargers. I get to the 49ers, you know. The Seattle Seahawks or whatever, I'm in behind the scenes in the front office, and I find out it's an opening for somebody. Again, they need help with ticket sales. If you got a sales degree, I'm gonna recommend you to be the sales director or whatever, or interview for the sales director job. If they got an opportunity in merchandise, where they're selling merchandise, and again, you're in sales or whatever the case may be, you're in retail, I'm going to recommend you for that job if your college degree speaks to that. Moving on from that, an opportunity comes over for a scout. Okay, you're done playing football, but you want to be a scout. I'm going to get your resume. You'll have all your pro experience on there. Pro experience, college experience, all that stuff. And then I'm going to recommend you for that scouting job. So I hope you understand what I'm saying. As I move up, you move up. That's what the $1,200 is for. It's not just for you to get an opportunity to basically play football. It's an opportunity for you to grow within my network. I'm going to do my best to try to take care of you as long as you want to be in professional sports, because I'm not going to just be this guy right here hosting a radio show. And, you know, eventually somebody will take my place. Somebody will take my place, and I'll be doing other things with other teams at the professional football level. And I'm going to go up from level to level. You guys got to understand, you're talking to a man, you're listening to a man right now that is in a position to help move you up as I move up. And look like I got my man DC out of Maryland on the line here. Stand by, DC. I'm gonna come to you because I gotta find out a little bit about why, you know, your New York Knicks are tanking. I'm gonna package that up for you to come in with why your New York Knicks been tanking, and then at the same time, what's going on with playoff seeding with Baltimore, Maryland, and with this with this game being suspended for Monday Night Football, which affects your division with the Cincinnati Bengals and stuff like that. But again, people, real quick before I come to DC, stand by DC 1 second. Let me finish this thought out. The point that I'm making to you, everybody, for my networking opportunity, and I'm on a time code that as I move up, you also move up with me based on where you're at in your professional sports career. If you're done playing, if you're still trying to be on the operations side, coaching, scouting, whatever, I'll be behind the scenes to bring you in based on your resume. If you have a degree in marketing, advertising, sales, I can bring you in to work with a professional sports team because I'll be behind the door in some position, in some capacity to help bring you in. So you're not just paying me $1,200 for I'm just going to get a spring opportunity. No, you're also going to be in my network moving forward. Plus, I put you in a position to make all your money back during the season. You can make $1,200 back by playing anywhere from 4 to 6 games, anywhere from 3 to 6 games in a season, and you can make your money back and still have profit after that. So I'll time code all this, but now I got to go to my man DC that's calling in from Maryland. DC, again, start off with this playoff season with the Cincinnati Bengals, and then we'll jump off into some NBA stuff with your tanking New York Knicks. How you doing this morning, sir? Go ahead. Thanks for calling in.
I'm doing all right. I appreciate you talking about my boys. First of all, I'm excited about the possibilities of this NFL season. Like a lot, Stephen A. Smith had a comment this morning, which I actually kind of thought was legitimate. And what he said was, hey, play week 18 like you're gonna play it, and then afterwards play the Cincinnati Buffalo game the following week, and then whatever happens from that, then adjust the seedings, and then move on. So just push the playoffs back a week. That works out to me because I'm going to California for a conference, and so that would mean I'd be home for the playoffs, number one. Number two, it would essentially give every team an extra week off, which gives my Ravens a chance to possibly get Lamar Jackson back on the field. And then on top of that, it would solve some of the problems that this Cincinnati-Buffalo game did. It would also give the teams, the cities, the vendors, you know, because a lot of people forget that when a game happens, everybody's getting paid off of this. It ain't just the stadium. It ain't just the teams. I mean, the vendors, if you're working the concession stands, if you have a merchandising business, and you're selling hats and T-shirts and jerseys outside of the...
Which is what I was just talking about as you were calling in about different opportunities in professional sports besides the football, the product on the field. It's more than just the product on the field. It's products everywhere that you can be a part of. But based on what you're saying, yeah, those people are suffering now that game got canceled. All the people that was out there, that product suffered.
Yep, yep. So I like the idea. I like it. I think it's a good idea, and I think it'll work.
Mhm. What happened with you guys against Pittsburgh the other night?
Man, them bums look like bums. I mean, I'm gonna tell you, it is. You know, I had told, I mentioned it on this show, I think, and I mentioned it to a friend of mine. That let's say week 12 or whatever, I realized the Ravens wasn't gonna be a Super Bowl team. That their best would be the second round because the ineffectiveness offensively, and that's exactly what happened here. But to me, the game was not over when he caught that touchdown pass, the running back in the end zone. To me, the game was over when we had that 50. Yard kickoff return, and we punt it, right? You can't have a kickoff return where you flip the field, you get the ball on the other team's side of the 40, and you don't score with Justin Tucker as your field goal kicker. I'll tell you something. I'll tell you what I learned from that loss, and that is the backup quarterback. Tyler Huntley is a backup. Like, he will never be a starter.
There were questions last year.
Last year he was rated as the 32nd best quarterback, which was funny because there's 32 teams in the league and he was a backup, and he was rated the 32nd best quarterback in the NFL last year. But this year it is apparent he's a backup. Now, I'm going to tell you why. I saw it in the three games that he started before the Pittsburgh game. But in the Pittsburgh game, Chris Collinsworth, the actual announcer, he was a wide receiver. He wasn't a quarterback. He was a wide receiver. He played for the Bengals. You know that. He was all pro. But he was a He was a Pro Bowler. But he did.
He went to Super Bowl.
Yeah, he went to Super Bowl. But here's the funny part. What Chris Collinsworth said. He said Tyler Huntley, when he drops back, he looks for his number one option. If his number one option is covered, then he finds a lane and he runs. If he doesn't, he said what he'll do is, as he warms up in the game, he may not run. He may look for a second or third receiver, but for the most part, he runs. Totally what Tyler Huntley does. And that's what you saw. The offensive coordinator is definitely going to lose his job at the end of this season.
Can I ask you a question?
Lamar Jackson.
Yes. Can I ask you a question?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
The way you just described Tyler Huntley, you just described Lamar Jackson, so I don't understand the argument.
Well, the difference is, here's where I will give Lamar Jackson credit. Lamar Jackson has evolved to looking at another wide receiver, looking at another option. He has evolved in that. So if Mark Andrews isn't open, he will throw it to someone else. The problem with Lamar Jackson is that he don't make all the throws. I'm saying he has the arm strength to make all the throws. He doesn't have the touch to make all the throws. There's been a ton of games where Lamar sees a wide receiver deep downfield and he throws it and he overshoots the guy. I mean, like, tremendously overshoots the guy. Or he undershoots the guy, right? It's like everybody's like, man, Bob was wide open and you didn't even get him the ball. Like, it happened in the Jacksonville game. It happened in the Giants game. It happened in the many games with Lamar Jackson. He'll make the right read, but he won't get the ball to the receiver.
So going back to the offensive coordinator, he called a running game. I mean, who's that running back y'all got? Wasn't they Dobbins?
Jake Dobbins. He did, but here's the other problem.
Ran the ball.
So in the previous game, the announcer was calling the two running backs the Ravens have, Thunder and Lightning, J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards. They called him the Gus Bus. They was calling them Thunder and Lightning in the previous game because he was like, man, the Ravens got a two-headed running attack, and they can bring any one of those guys in, and they're going to, you know, Gus Edwards is kind of a bruiser, and then J.K. Dobbins kind of pops the hole open and breaks it, right? So they were like, Thunder and Lightning. Now, Gus Edwards had three snaps. He had three carries and nine snaps in the game. So if you're going to go with the running game as the offensive coordinator, then put your two best running backs out there. And Gus Edwards averages like 7 yards a carry. So I'm not saying J.K. Dobbins didn't have a good game. He did. But if you're going to commit to the run, then commit to the run. But the other thing is it was like they were running the same play the whole game, it seemed like. They kept running Ricard in motion, and then they would run a counter to the same side. They were getting yards, but it didn't end until a touchdown. So that's the other problem. Just moving up and down the field, burning up clock. Yeah, okay. But if you don't get in the end zone, what was you doing, right? So the offensive coordinator is done. Lamar Jackson's injury will not save him. Everyone called for that dude's head. Everyone. I mean, even the local media was like, that was the game that they should not have lost. No excuses. And so, you know, congrats to Pittsburgh. It kept their playoff hopes alive. But, no. And I'll tell you this. If the head coach does not fire the offensive coordinator, the head coach is going to be on the hot seat, regardless of what they do with Lamar's contract.
Man, well, speaking of Lamar, are we seeking a trade? I mean, I can see Lamar and getting released and being in Carolina. I can see Lamar getting released and. Yeah, I think it might be time for everybody to cut bait with each other.
I would trade Lamar Jackson. And I would trade Lamar Jackson. I would not rely on Tyler Huntley to be the backup. Now, I'll tell you this. This is where I do change my tone from earlier in the season calling on your show. There were times when I said, man, let Lamar go because you got Huntley. But Huntley has showed his limitations. So I wouldn't necessarily do that. But there are some rookie quarterbacks in the college that'll be rookies next year that have the same skills as Lamar. So if you set if you're the Ravens and you set your team up, you built your team around this style of quarterback, that style of quarterback still exists in college. I think the quarterback for Florida, arguably, is like Lamar Jackson, right? So
can y'all get CJ Stroud?
I think it's plausible with the right trade. So that's why I say, you know, if you ask me, I would franchise tag Lamar and then trade him. And then I trade him for a bunch of draft picks, maybe a wide receiver, a proven wide receiver, right, and let him go. I would definitely give Roquan Smith all the money he wants. Right, the Ravens know they need a cornerback and to replace Marcus Peters, but that kid Stevens, who was the backup, played very good against Pittsburgh Sunday night, because you just knew they was gonna pick on Stevens, and they did, but he shut it down. He did not give up a touchdown. The touchdown pass was given up against Roquan Smith against the running back, but Roquan played that. He couldn't have played that no better. He couldn't have defended that no better.
But at the
quarterback,
same time, you know, they gave y'all a healthy dose of Najee Harris. They gave y'all a healthy spoonful of him.
Yeah. Which the argument became, did we give up a lot of running yards because of Calais Campbell not being there, or was it the defensive coordinator not doing well? But I can't get mad at the defensive coordinator, because when you had Marcus Peters out, they sometimes play Stevens at the safety and bring him down in the box, but they couldn't because they had Stevens in pass coverage because you didn't have Peters, right? So I can't necessarily get mad at the defensive coordinator for that, but it wouldn't have mattered had the Ravens had scored another point. If they kicked that field goal, the touchdown by Pickett would have just tied the game, and then the Ravens would have been playing and going to overtime essentially. And of course, if you had 20 seconds on the clock with no timeouts, you would have just, you know, downed the ball and went into OT and see what happened, right? So that's why I said the game was lost with the Justice Hill running the kickoff back and getting a field position, and then we got nothing. That's when the game was lost. You know, when you don't score a lot of points, think about those old Eagles teams with Randall Cunningham and Donovan McNabb. Remember those guys? They played defense, field position, and they won a lot of games on punts and field goals and stuff like that. But they never won a title because they just didn't score enough. Even though they had scorers and good athletes, they just didn't score enough. And I'm saying it's the same way here. You know, if you don't score enough, you have no margin for error. You know.
Well, you can't kick field goals in the NFL. You gotta score in the red zone. I mean that's just the rules. This is how it works.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yep. Man, it's a mess. Now, my Saints, I believe that Tom Brady again and the great one Aaron Rodgers, they both said no. That, you know, the Saints, we came out, we handled our business. Like I said, and I want your thoughts on this. I said that the Eagles would be crazy as hell to put Jalen Hurts out there against a hungry Saints defense, against a hungry Saints team with their backs against the wall, fighting for their life on life support, we were going to win that game no matter who you put out there, so why would you put out Jalen Hurts? They done the right thing, put Gardner Minshew out there. We put pressure on him. I think defensively both teams played well. Both teams had about six sacks apiece. But as soon as we said that, okay, we still alive, here comes Tom Brady. He wins his game. We needed him to lose. Then he had a great game. Then Aaron Rodgers. We still had opportunity. Do you realize that both great Hall of Fame quarterbacks told the Saints no? What do you think about that?
You're right. You guys did well to get back in the hunt. And if it had not been for a Hall of Famer, you guys would have made it. And I agree. You guys played tough. But I see this. Your tight end's nice. Johnson, Olave is good. Like, you guys already see your issue. Your issue is at quarterback. You know, do you trade Alvin Kamara to get you a quarterback, or do you just go draft one? You know, for example, and I'm just putting it out there, do you trade Alvin Kamara to this may not work for the Ravens, but I'm just using them for example. Do you trade Alvin Kamara to the Ravens to get you Lamar Jackson, right? Do you go after Nick Foles, right? Because you do need a veteran, right? Like, I'm not saying don't draft a rookie quarterback, but you need a veteran that can play, though, right? Jameis Winston's done. You know, Andy Dalton's been done. So the question is,
we got to find somebody in the draft. But, I mean, hell, we got Ian Book a couple years ago in the draft out of Notre Dame, and he came in and couldn't tote the freaking load. I mean, I don't know if I really trust rookie quarterbacks, man. I don't know.
Well, that's why I say, you know, you could draft a guy with the intent of him being the backup, but you still need a money starter. You need a starter that is not a bum. Like Jimmy G. Could you take Jimmy Garoppolo? Right? Because he's done in San Francisco. Jimmy G is going to arguably be the hottest free agent quarterback available because he's definitely done in San Francisco. They got Purdy. They got Trey Lance, right? You know, Purdy, you could argue Purdy might have taken Trey Lance's spot, right? If San Francisco, let's pretend San Francisco gets to the NFC Championship game and Brock Purdy takes him there. Let's say they lose to either the Eagles or the Cowboys. Let's just say the final four, right? The 49ers get to the NFC Championship game with Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, right? Does that mean that Trey Lance and Jimmy G are both done in San Francisco? I think so. Right? I think so. So now you send, you know, Jimmy G can sign with you guys.
Well, I meant with it all, I'm thinking. I'm gonna scout heavily the FCS championship game between North Dakota State and South Dakota Jackrabbits this weekend. I'm gonna scout that heavily, and I'm gonna look at both of those quarterbacks. And if either one of those quarterbacks show promise and they're still around on the draft board when it's time for the Saints to pick, I say take one of them. It's gonna be cheaper. The quality of play is gonna be at least like Carson Wentz. And hey. You never know. It might work for us rather than trying to do all these different trades and this and that, backdoor deals to get a FBS guy like a C.J. Stroud or somebody like that, which probably ain't gonna you know, be possible for us because I think we gave up a lot to get some other stuff before. So, you know, that's what I hate about this trade stuff. I think I'm going to look at these FCS guys. What do you think?
Yeah, I wouldn't turn away any opportunity. You know, you guys clearly is okay with the gadget type of player. Like, and I say gadget, I mean You're okay with a non-drop back only quarterback. Like, you'll go with a guy like a Lamar that can run and move around, and you guys have proven you'll do that. But you definitely got to let Taysom Hill go. Like, he's done. Sometimes quarterback, sometimes tight end, sometimes running back. You got to let him go because, like, honestly, everybody knows that when he comes in the lineup as behind center as a quarterback, that you're running the ball, right? Like, any defensive coordinator that lets y'all run the ball, that believes you're going to throw the ball when you got Taysom Hill behind center, should be fired immediately, right? Stevie Wonder can see that y'all are going to run the ball when y'all bring him in. Still mildly effective. I have no idea why, but he's still mildly effective, right? So, to me, that's what y'all should do. Y'all should get rid of Taysom Hill, get rid of them three bums at quarterback, the other two bums at quarterback, and, you know, yeah, go out and get it. Go out and look. Go out and scout. Right? Nothing wrong with it. I mean, you know, as far as Carson Wentz is, he did come from a bum school, and he did at one point lead the Eagles to a great season. Right? So you can get a guy at a school that's not a well-known school. I agree.
Well, you know, we gotta look at all our options. And I know in the draft, they do that because those guys are going to be on the draft board. But, I mean, I'm looking at taking I'd rather take one of these, you know, other quarterbacks at the FCS level. It's going to save us some money in the cap, you know, draft them later, sixth round, somewhere up in there, or get off them a free agent contract, let them come in there and prove itself. I mean, look at Purdy. I mean, even though Purdy was an FBS school, you know, out of the Big 12, Iowa State, you know, but Purdy was the last pick. Imagine that, Mr. Irrelevant. But look how he's playing. I mean, I would take Purdy, to be honest with you. I'd take Purdy right now.
Yeah, but I don't see San Francisco letting him go because Trey Lance, while he had hype and they drafted him high and all of that, he wasn't on the field. And when he was all right, but he was young, right?
Didn't he come out of North Dakota State?
No, that was I thought Wentz came. I know Wentz came out of North Dakota State. I don't think
Lance
he
came
might
out of
have
North Dakota
Lance.
State too.
Yeah. See, but like I said,
he came out of North Dakota State because that was the knock on him. Remember, they were saying, well, he didn't have that much. He was hurt, and they said he didn't have a whole lot of playing time his senior year. But the film shows that he has the intangibles when he did play, and Frisco picked him up.
Right.
Yep, he did come
right
out of North Dakota State. Yep.
Yeah, he did. So and they gave him the third pick too. That's why I say, you know, if I'm Brock Purdy, I mean, if I'm 49ers, I'm keeping Purdy and I'm letting Lance go. Because honestly, I don't need him as a backup now. Because you might have Purdy might be the new Tom Brady, right? So I keep Purdy and let Lance go. Which means you guys could take Lance in a trade, because I know he's gonna be tradable and why not, right? He's still a young player. He'll have a couple years in the league.
Well, you can't afford him though.
You can if you get rid of some of them other guys, right? I tell you, like, honestly, Alvin Kamara's been in the league 6 years. You know, he's not 30. But he's been in the league 6 years. Do you hold on to him?
Yeah. We really supposed to dump a running back every 4 years. Supposed to dump him.
Right. So do you hold on to a guy? Again, he ain't no bum. I ain't no bum. He ain't
you
no bum. He nice. Right. See? He was only a third round pick for you. So do you trade Alvin Kamara and get you Trey Lance? Do you trade Alvin Kamara and get you do you trade him for salary cap purposes and get some draft picks and then sign Jimmy G?
Okay, right. I'm gonna turn around and ask you guys the same thing. Do you go after a Brock Purdy? Because you guys got quarterback issues. Do you guys go and get a Brock Purdy? Do you guys go and get a Trey Lance? And if so, Who do you let go to get him?
No. We can afford a free agent pickup if we trade Lamar Jackson. Like, honestly, there's no player in the league currently that you could replace Lamar Jackson with. Like, I'm gonna give dude props, right? Like, I mean, I'm talking about the players that you could trade for, no team would get rid of, right? Like Allen, Burrows, like the Herbert, they're not going anywhere. Like the teams that have their dude, Mahomes, they're not gonna get rid of them for Lamar. So my point is there's no player that you can trade Lamar for. So not at the quarterback position. So you would definitely have to trade him for draft picks and get you some salary cap relief, right? You could argue you could package a wide receiver in with Lamar and some draft picks, but that's it. So you wouldn't take Alvin Kamara for Lamar, particularly since you got J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards, right?
Right. Man, this quarterback thing for a lot of these teams is getting rough. I mean, it's like, and I think the reason why it's becoming hard for a lot of these teams to find the right quarterback is because what do you want? Do you want a pocket passer or do you want a dual threat quarterback? And it's just like, you know, like look at Russell Wilson. They've destroyed his career trying to make him a pocket passer. Got the man out there looking all crazy, looking foolish, and then he almost beat the Kansas City Chiefs this weekend and looked like he used his legs. Am I correct?
To me, Russell, he did look good. He looked better. But he a bum. His time has passed. There comes a time when the league has passed you by. Even you had to hang up your shoes, right? Even you, right?
At one time I was a pro rec league athlete.
That's right. But as time went on, you know, even you realize, okay, I got to hang them up. And that's what I'm saying here. I'm saying, to be quite honest, he's done. If I was Russell Wilson, I would retire at the end of the season. Like, I wouldn't hamper the Broncos with, you know, looking for a new quarterback, a new head coach, and then trying to figure out my declining skills. If I was him, I would just retire. Right? I work out a deal with them with my contract because he's getting guaranteed money. I would just retire and leave, you know.
What's Jim Harbaugh going to do when he gets to Denver, or what are you going to do when he gets to Carolina? That's the word. He just talked to the Carolina coach, and then at the same time, the Walton group in Denver is like, you know, we'll bring him in at $20, $22 million. We'll bring him in.
Yeah, and I can see Harbaugh in Denver before I see him in Carolina. I think he's too big for Carolina as far as the market. And Carolina's coach didn't do bad. I know if I was him, I'd be pretty upset. If you bring in Harbaugh, you know, I'd be pretty upset because he didn't do bad considering what he had. I mean, he started out season with Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold, and then Darnold got hurt. Well, they benched Darnold and then went with Mayfield, and then they had a brother in there, the quarterback, the third string guy. You know,
it was crazy, right?
And then they cut Baker and went back to Donald, and he actually did pretty good. So, I don't know. I don't know if I would, be too happy with that. But you know, and they actually got some talent down there. He's gotten them guys to play.
So, what's going on with the Tank and Knicks, man? Let me segue to the NBA before you get out of here. What's going on with your Tank and Knicks? I think they dropped the last three or four games. I mean, it's a dumpster fire now. What's the problem now?
Well, the problem is still the nine-man rotation. That's the problem. They need to kill the nine-man rotation. Now, you're right, they did lose five straight after winning eight straight, but they have won two straight. They beat both Houston and Phoenix. They got the Spurs tonight, which is a winnable game for them. So if they would beat the Spurs tonight, they would technically be back on a three-game winning streak. But they are, if the playoffs started today, they are the eighth seed. Which that's what they're playing like. They're an 8-seed team, and they really need to make a trade. They really need to make some lineup changes for them to do better. If they don't, they're not going to go to win. They lost to the Spurs in that five-game losing streak. And that was a game that they shouldn't have lost. So they got this is a chance for them to get some revenge. I don't know if they will, though. They should, but I don't know if they will. So you ask me, they are 8-seed team. They are mediocre. A lot of people are mad that Donovan Mitchell scored 71, and they're like, see, we should have got him. I still think they did the right thing with that. It's not that I didn't want Donovan Mitchell. I didn't want to give up eight players / draft picks for one guy. I just didn't see him being a franchise-changing player in that way. We know what Brunson's doing. He's doing well. Grimes is actually playing well as the two guard. RJ Barrett is we see what kind of player he is. He's a 20-point scorer. He's not going to be a franchise man. You know how I feel about Julius Randle. I still would trade that dude for a bag of potato chips. But he has been putting up numbers, right? Mitchell, they don't go to him down low. They got him for defense and rebounding and putbacks. Okay, fine. So the starting lineup is actually not bad. The problem is the bench, right? He's going with a nine-man rotation, and it's not working. Because it's not going to work long term because those guys get tired. So he's going to have to – they're going to have to make a trade. They're not going to get better until they do addition by subtraction, you know.
The let me ask you this, and I'm going to let you go here. But when you're looking at the NBA and with the recent events of Zion Williams getting hurt again, although it's a hamstring, it should be a guy coming out of college, all these college kids coming out into the draft this year, they only play what? How many games a year are they playing? Like 20-something, maybe 30 games, I'm assuming. But the NBA is like an 80-something game season. So my whole thing is it something to that, the transition of the workload? Should the workload be minimized as these young kids are coming out? Like, you got to ease them into a whole season. Maybe give them 12 games, rest them for 12 games, bring them back for 12 games. I mean, what do you think? I mean, am I seeing this right? Am I making sense?
You are seeing this right. And what you're saying is it's been described as the rookie wall. A lot of rookie players, after the All-Star break, start slowing down because they hit the rookie wall. And so you're right on that end. However, these guys are professionals and they're getting guaranteed contracts. And I tell you this, if I give you, let's say your rookie deal is 4 years, $80 million. Let me tell you something, man. If I'm giving you $20 million a year, motherfucker, you better play when I'm ready. Okay? When I tell you, you know, get in the game. You better pull them shorts off, the warm-up shorts, and get pants and get on out there, right? So I ain't paying you $20 million a year for you to sit out 12 games. So, but I think it's on the coaches to manage those players because they do hit the rookie wall and they do slow down. And you know, a lot of rookies, it's more than just the regular season, because remember, they play summer league. You know, you think in your rookie year, you got drafted. So you played in college. Let's say you played in college. Let's say you made the tournament. So you played tournament games. And then the tournament ended, you know, April 1st, right? Usually your first Monday in April is a tournament championship game. But so your season usually ends in March. Well, it might as well be April 1. And then the draft camp is in June. NBA draft is in June. So you had 2 months off, basically. But you had to work out for teams to draft you. So you were still running and playing ball. Then you get drafted. Then right after the draft, you go right to the summer league to where you're practicing and then playing games. And then the preseason starts. Right? Preseason starts in August, right? Late August, early September. And then you got the regular season starts usually October 31st, November 1st, right? So you really didn't have no time off your first year, right? It's usually, so by come February, yeah, you're tired, right? Let alone April, May, June. Let's say you're on a playoff team as a rookie. You've had a heck of a year playing basketball, right? So, yeah, I agree with that. I think teams should manage their minutes. I agree with that part. You know, if a rookie is – that's why a lot of those teams, the Sacramentos, you know, the younger teams that always have all those players towards the end of the season, they kind of just wear down, you know, because, yeah, the rookie wall, you know.
Well, all right, man. I want to thank you for calling into the show. I'm going to have to get up out of here. It's coming
well,
time
how
to close the show.
No questions about, how come you ask about no questions about the late show? I ain't no questions about the late show. You usually want to hear something about them. I don't mind getting off here, but I didn't see no questions about the late show.
We had
to cover
that tomorrow
because
I gotta do a hard rap to get up out of here off air before they cut me off. But we'll speak about that when you call back in the next time. Hopefully they'll be on some type of a streak. Win streak, not lose a streak. But thanks for calling in to the show, man.
No problem.
You have a good one.
You too.
All right, everybody, for those of you just tuning in, this has been the Stogies and Beer Radio Show, and I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. The Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. Today was a special topic, Street Free Agent Opportunities this spring. The host will teach street free agents how to get opportunities to play pro football in the spring by joining his network with Best Sports Management and Advisor Service in San Diego, California. So I left off for you street free agents. I left off with the benefits of joining my network. And again, the cost for to get in my network to be a part of Best Sports Management and Advisor Service in San Diego, California, the cost for working with me for your professional football opportunity, and at the same time moving forward for any opportunities that may come about as I move forward, my client list moves forward with me based on their resume. I can find other opportunities for you in front office positions, operations as far as operation positions as far as scouting, personnel, coaching, whatever. If you want to do administrative duties, marketing, advertising, promotions, ticket sales, whatever your college degree has given you the knowledge to do. As I move forward in different positions behind the scenes with professional sports teams and leagues, I can help move you forward along with me. So when you join my network, it's not just to play football this spring. It's also moving forward other opportunities that I come across as I move my career forward. And I'm going to continue to move my career forward as long as God gives me breath in my body. I'll be moving my career forward to the highest levels of professional sports as I can get to. And I take my client list with me. So this is not just when you know, I don't want people saying, oh, well, he charged $1,200. Yeah, I charge $1,200, but you can make that money back anywhere between 4 to 6 games in the springtime playing football in one season. At the same time, once you decide that you don't want to play anymore, if you've already been vested with me, you've been vested with me because, you know, you've paid your money and you self-invested in yourself and you're vested with me now in my network. I have other opportunities as you move forward in your professional career, whether you continue to play or not. I still have opportunities for you because I'm going to move myself forward into other networks and get behind other doors. at the highest level of professional sports. And if you want to be a part of that, then that's what you're paying for. Said we want to keep the young man for the Buffalo Bills, Damar Hamlin, if I'm correct, Damar Hamlin for the Buffalo Bills. We want to keep him in our prayers and everything for a speedy recovery and everything like that. So definitely keep him in your prayers. And I want everybody to stay light, not darkness. Be light, not darkness. Be love, not hate. Love one another. There's only one race. That's the human race. Pray for peace around the world. Pray for this war in Ukraine to stop like today. Pray for the Russian soldiers that don't want to be a part of that war. Pray for the Ukrainian soldiers and the people that shouldn't be victims of this war. So pray for both sides that don't want to be a part of this whole thing. Pray for both sides that this war ends, like, immediately. With that being said, make sure you get your flu shots. It is flu and cold season. Make sure you keep your hand sanitizer close, keep your face mask close in crowded spaces. If you get sick, definitely quarantine yourself from the rest of the family so they don't get sick and take it back out into the community. And make sure you stay safe from monkeypox as well. Get your COVID-19 booster, get your flu shots, all this good stuff. So with that being said, this has been Ramiro Ferran with the Stokers and Beer Radio Show, broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST, WBEST. Time on deck is 9:56 a.m. It is 60 degrees Fahrenheit and mostly sunny in San Diego. And I'll be back tomorrow, God be willing, back tomorrow. We'll be talking about NFL Week 18 playoff seeding tomorrow and Thursday Night Football if they're having a game. I have to double-check that. I don't know if Thursday Night Football is going to be doing a game this week or not, but I'll double-check that. But we'll be talking about tomorrow, NFL Week 18 action and predictions and playoff seedings. So with that being said, this has been Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. We're going to set black and fade all. Have a great day.